USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The numbers continue to grow as more than 1 million people have now fled Ukraine in a rapid exodus as Russia's military bombarded key cities across the country in an effort to overcome resistance to their invasion. The conflict has fueled growing humanitarian crises across Europe and left those who remain in Ukraine facing intensifying assault from the air and the ground. However, the miles-long Russian military convoy threatening the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv has made very little progress over the last 3 days. The CDC is no longer recommending contact tracing to contain coronavirus. Instead, it's pushing health departments to focus on high-risk settings like long-term care facilities, jails, and shelters. This comes as new cases and hospitalizations continue to fall throughout the nation. More than 20 states still have contact tracing programs, but experts say it's no longer effective as more people test at home and don't report results. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Auto accidents are on the rise, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country.
A judge has rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business, but will allow her lawsuit accusing top executives of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the powerful gun advocacy organization to proceed. Manhattan Judge Joel Cohen said allegations of NRA officials misspending on personal trips, no-show contracts, and other questionable expenditures can be addressed by other remedies such as fines and restitution and do not warrant the corporate death penalty that Attorney General Letitia James has sought. The weekend is almost here, and this is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A former Colorado police officer shown on body camera video roughly arresting a 73-year-old woman with dementia and later seen joking about it with colleagues pled guilty to assault in an open plea deal opposed by the woman's family. Austin Hopp faces up to 8 years in prison when he's sentenced in May for second-degree assault, although the judge has the discretion to sentence him to probation or a halfway house. He had faced a mandatory prison sentence of between 10 and 32 years under the original, more serious assault count he was charged with. United Nations countries have agreed to create a legally binding global treaty to address plastic pollution in the world's oceans, rivers, and landscape. The UN Environmental Assembly voted unanimously at its meeting in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, for a resolution to end plastic pollution. It sets the stage for international negotiations designed to provide a full treaty by 2024. The treaty would cover the full lifecycle of plastics, including production, design, and disposal. One arrest has been made and more are expected in the investigation of a weekend shooting that left one man dead and 13 wounded at a hookah lounge off the Las Vegas Strip. Lee Frank Wilson was booked into the Clark County Detention Center on suspicion of open murder and 12 counts of attempted murder. In a statement, the police are calling the investigation ongoing. Police have described the shooting as an exchange of gunfire involving people at a private party at Manny's Ultra Grow Lounge and Restaurant in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.